Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Residents in eastern Marathon County may have felt the ground shake Sunday night after the bomb squad set off nearly 40 pounds of old explosives. According to Commander Ryan Weber, it started with a call from a resident that same day.
That resident was cleaning out a barn and found some old dynamite that had probably been there for a few decades. The dynamite was deteriorated to a point that made it unsafe.
He says the resident handled the situation exactly how he should because the smallest movement could set off the explosives. His staff then worked with the county landfill to find a location away from homes and dry vegetation for the controlled explosion. He says back in the day, farmers would often purchase the explosives at hardware stores.
Farmers used it to blow up stumps to create new farm fields, and so it was fairly common. We occasionally find it in old attics.
Weber says calls like this are not uncommon for his department. They'll get about 50 of them a year. Most of them come around the time property changes hands or someone is cleaning buildings that haven't been used in a while. The number of Wisconsin citizens who die as a result of a drug overdose now exceeds the number of those who die from motor vehicle crashes, suicide, breast cancer, colon cancer, firearms, influenza, or HIV. The age-adjusted rates for drug overdose deaths increased 72%. Between 2007 and 2016, both illegal and prescription drug deaths are factors to this epidemic. Vilas County Public Health is hosting a town hall this week on drug use. That town hall at the Eagle River City Hall. RSVPs for the event ended last week. Community Health Coordinator Tammy Bors says they will have guest speakers.
We'll have Officer Mark Collins from Eagle River Police Department and then Detective Emily Miller from Vilas County Sheriff's Department. And they're going to talk to the public on like an overview of all the different drugs that are out there, and not necessarily in Vilas County, but things that are common everywhere. And then they'll talk about the drugs that they see in our community and the latest drug trends.
Tammy Bors says they will talk about the impact that addiction has on the community. She says they'll also discuss how legalizing marijuana in Michigan affects a border county like Vilas. She says addiction has become a large public health issue.
This is definitely an issue in Vilas County. Addiction is here and it is in the state, and as we see on the news, it's nationwide.
For more information, contact the Vilas County Public Health Department. Legislation being circulated at the Wisconsin Capitol would let workers keep cash tips and not report them on their state income tax returns. State Senator Andre Jake of DePere and Representative Cody Horlocker of McGuanago, both Republicans, are authors of the measure. Jake says cash tips are already underreported. If it passes, Wisconsin would likely be the first state in the nation to enact such a change. The cash tips would still have to be reported on federal returns. And the Wisconsin DNR says air pollution laws were violated while Eau Claire City Hall was being renovated. State inspectors say the problem is with the way the city and Brick Thermal Systems handled asbestos, which has been found in the building. The violations were discovered last November. The fine could top $50,000. Eau Claire officials say the work on City Hall should be completed next month. The weather forecast for the rest of the day: look for skies to remain sunny with a high near 58. Tonight, clouds, low 34. Wednesday, rain mainly after 11 in the morning, high near 44, and some gusty winds. Wednesday night, rain showers, possibly mixed with a few snowflakes. Then rain showers again, low around 35. And then Thursday, 50% chance of rain and cloudy, high 45. But then turning nice again. Friday, sunny with a high 54. And Saturday, sunny with a high near 59. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.